See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Now through March 27th, get up to $500 in rebates when you buy two or more GE Profile appliances at your local Home Depot.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
No matter where you find yourself on the road, you can find yourself saving money. Stay at Motel 6. Still the lowest price of any national chain. Book at Motel6.com.
Tip to B Square.
Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by the 7 Oreck Home Stores in the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. Find out about their products by going to their website at oreck.com, and then you can go try them out in the stores. The ones you like, figure out which one's best for your home at the Oreck Home Centers. That music means it's time to talk about movies for the weekend and what's happening in the clubs as well. And for that, of course, it's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Hello, Joe. You survived Snowmageddon?
Yes, I did. I had a wonderful five-hour trek to nowhere yesterday.
Five hours?
Well, yeah, man, because it took me about two and a half hours to get where I thought I was going. Then I found out, oh, we're all shut down. Well, that's great. And I had to turn around, and that was just all involved. And but, I mean, it really wasn't that bad. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad because I kind of liked it. I'm like, hey, man, this is like just like super Joe time, man. I can just drive around and listen to all the music I want to and just do it at my own pace. I drive like an old man. I love to not do the speed limit. I'm that guy that, oh, it says 60. I'm just going to coast at 50, 55. I don't need to attract any attention or anything. So it was cool to kind of drive slow and drive old man-ish. I really got into it. The worst thing you can ever do, and I don't know if Ian and Dan remember this, but there was a time years ago where I had a segment to do on this show, and being the professional that I try and be, I drove all the way in just to do that one segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not take the proper amount of time for a whiz before I left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if either of these guys remember this, but I was in the car for a good hour and a half, hour, 45 minutes, and the only thing I had was a teacup that I had to
I remember this.
Use. Because
you don't mean a teacup. You mean like a styrofoam cup. That
no,
you
like,
had
tea. No, like a teacup because I would
from
have,
your home
yes,
kitchen cupboard?
Yes, because I'd have to have my tea in the morning, and this, you know, it was a lazy snow
don't
day.
Don't tell me you turned the teacup into a pea cup.
I did. Yeah. I did. I did. And it was a gift cup that I had gotten, so I threw it away. I mean, but I mean, it is just so difficult to urinate and drive in the snow at the same time.
I bet.
And if you think about how much the teacup can, you know, usually hold, and the fact that I go through about maybe 8 or 9 1-liter bottles of water a day,
mm-hmm.
There's something about being in the car. Like yesterday, everybody can relate. You're in the car. It's cold. The conditions are terrible. You got the heat cranked up.
Yep.
You're starting to dry out a bit, and I don't know what it is about my body, but if I've got a lot of heat going, I just whiz like crazy. And I kept thinking to myself, look, I'm going to turn it up as hot as it can get, and I'm going to put seat warmers on and everything. I will sweat out the urine. I'll just sweat it out. I mean, it's gross to imagine, but I kept thinking, maybe.
How'd that work?
It didn't. And so there was a lot of TP breaks that one day, and it was the worst part is that I had to empty the teacup while driving. And to empty the teacup meant basically roll down window and just kind of throw it out. You know, not the cup, but just throw out the whiz.
On behalf of Earth, I'd like to say thank you.
Well,
yeah. First off, it was 100% natural.
I think,
okay?
I speak for 7 billion people when I say, thanks, Joe.
The worst
part.
More
sterile
liquid
out there.
You can drink it if you need to. And
that's not true.
No, it'll, yeah.
Urine is sterile.
No.
Yeah, but
no,
it's
no,
not
no.
good to drink it because it'll dehydrate you.
A good thing I didn't drink what was in the cup.
Have you never watched Survivor Man on TV?
That's right.
Okay, so.
Watch out where the Hipperson goes. Don't you eat that yellow snow.
What I would just like to tell everybody in the future.
Frank Zappa, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
If this should happen to you and you find yourself in a Hipperson situation where you have to urinate in a small cup and continue to dump out said cup during a trek in the snow, once you get to your destination and you get out of the car and you shut the door and you go to lock everything, you will see a frozen whiz skid mark all across the side of your car. And it is just it's embarrassing. And you realize, okay, do I chisel this off or do I just wait for the sun to hit it? And then it's going to be melted whiz in the snow. It's crazy. But yeah, I had a streak.
I wasn't going to delve into this topic, but I do have to ask you a question here. Do you have a smartphone?
I have an Android.
Okay. Does it have any kind of map program on it?
I believe it has some kind of navigation thingy, but I was getting annoyed.
Does that navigation thingy have something that would tell you where there might be a public bathroom nearby?
Listen, when
How can you be in a car driving for 2.5 hours and not have come across a public bathroom?
I tried to explain that I'm a pro, and I had a bit to do, and I had to be on the air at a certain time. And the last thing I wanted to do was have a whole, like, hour,
No, I mean yesterday. You didn't have to be on the air yesterday, and you said you were driving for 2.5 hours, yeah, okay, and you tried to sweat it out.
Forget it. Yes, I did. I tried to sweat it out, okay? Because if I stop, then I have to worry about the exits, and certain exits are all jacked up, and then I have to get out of the car and say it's just a whole big thing. I would rather not deal with that hassle and just sweat urine. I'd rather try that and see if it works out.
But so this is part of what you call Super Joe time.
Yes, because only because it was better to experience it alone.
Worst
than with others.
After school special ever.
Yeah. All right, fine. You know what? I appreciate that point. And now I know why you don't call me as often or you don't want to hang out because you don't want to be stuck in a car with me.
Absolutely.
Or in a social circle with
I'll
me.
I'll tell you one thing. If we ever do hang out, you're driving yourself.
Fine. Yeah. Fine. Okay. All right. So what would you like to, I mean, I've got like two flicks I can cover real quick, but I mean, I don't want to be cliche.
The Oscars are Sunday. You're the movie guy. Do you want to go run through this and we'll make our picks?
Go ahead, man. Throw me a couple.
Let's start with Best Picture. You've got Beasts of the Southern Wild. You've got Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty, Argo, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Silver Linings Playbook, Amour, and I know as far as you're concerned, the greatest movie ever made, Django Unchained. Which, now here's what I want. I want your pick for what will win and what, in your mind, should win.
I believe Django Unchained should win.
I know that. I already put a J next to that.
And I believe Argo will win.
Really?
I believe it'll be the upset. I believe Argo will win for Best Picture because I can't wait for you to ask me Best Director.
Well, I know that Ben Affleck is not nominated for Best Director, and we can get to that category in a second. You think that Argo is going to outdo both Zero Dark Thirty and Lincoln, which I think those are probably the three front runners,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. I think Zero Dark Thirty, while it made an impact, I just kind of think there's a little bit too much going on with everything that Zero Dark Thirty represents, everything it's about. Yes, it's great, and it's a good ride, and it's nail-biting suspense. Very cool detective story more than anything else.
Yep.
I feel that Argo, front to back, beginning to end, fully encompasses what a great best feature of the year should be. I think Lincoln is cookie-cutter, paint-by-numbers. It's not as if there's anything shocking or revealed that, oh, my gosh. You know, they don't do anything like that. There's no moment, maybe a magic moment, where Lincoln might have given a wink to one of his little, aides. That would have been a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that that goes down. It's a safety flick from Steven Spielberg. And when Spielberg does a safety flick, it doesn't win. Never will. Never has.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's just not a great movie.
Right. It's a safe movie. Argo was a big gamble and a risk because whenever you do a movie within a movie or, reality within, alternate, all that stuff.
Satire on Hollywood.
Yes. It can bust or it can be the player. I mean, I think Argo will be the Best Picture winner. I feel deep down as a fanboy, yes, Django would just be brilliant to win, but it's not going to.
Has no chance.
No, because Django is basically Quentin Tarantino looking in the mirror saying, I'm like the coolest guy in the world. Look how cool I am. That's all Django Unchained is. It's a great ride, a lot of fun, very long, but it's over bloated. I mean, it's just Quentin Tarantino doing anything he wants because he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah.
And who would have known that Inglourious Bastards would have gotten so much money at the box office, which is why he can make a big bloated movie like this.
Well, here's why Django Unchained and Amour and Life of Pi and Les Mis and Beasts of the Southern Wild have no chance of winning. I didn't see any of them.
I was, I swear I was going to be like, what, because you didn't see him? I was totally going to go there.
I agree with you that Argo is going to win. I think Zero Dark Thirty is a great movie, right up there with Argo. But Kathryn Bigelow just won Best Picture a couple of years ago for The Hurt Locker, and they don't
you
do
feel
that.
That it's a bit kind of like retread?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's her. I don't think it's retread. I think that she has been rewarded by Hollywood recently, and they're just not going to do it again so soon.
Well, I agree, and I also think, as an ignorant person, I'm just going to be a regular Joe, ignorant movie watcher. Hurt Locker, Zero Dark Thirty. Really? Do a movie about flowers. Just, you know, do something different. And to me, I look at those very generically and think, okay, you already won for this kind of thing, even though it's related but not. I feel a lot of voters are going to think the same way.
Funny you should mention that. Her next movie, Aren't Tulips Cool?
Look at that. Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
I know.
Okay, so Ben Affleck will win for a movie that... Well, the movie will win, but Ben Affleck won't because he's not nominated for Best Director. There are 9 Best Picture nominees. 4 of them obviously can't be nominated for Best Director, which only has 5. So now you're down to Spielberg for Lincoln, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Michael Haneke for Amore, and Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. You can take Beasts of the Southern Wild and Amore out of that category, and you're down to Spielberg and the rest of the field, aren't you?
I'm going with Russell as the winner.
David O. Russell for
yes.
Silver Linings Playbook.
I'm going with him for the winner. I think that deep down it would be great to see Spielberg win again. But, you know, that could go one. You know what? This could be a very by choice for me. It could go one way or the other. Spielberg could win because it's a safe choice.
Yeah.
But Russell and Silver Linings Playbook, that's kind of, although there's really a weird, this is not really a good comparison. I apologize. I don't script what I say to you, man. To me, it's the little movie that could. No one really thought Silver Linings Playbook would do what it did. It's
right.
Kind of the Little Miss Sunshine,
yep.
Although completely different. So that's why I feel it's got to get some kind of credit. So I can't remember if it's nominated for, you know, Best Original Screenplay. If it is, that would be where they kind of take care of it. But who knows? It could be the director who put together a film nobody expected to do anything. And I'm sorry, maybe 3 people saw Life of Pi. But
yeah.
That doesn't mean he's going to win, okay? I know Ang Lee's genius and brilliant because he can put wires on people and throw them all over the room. He's not going to win for Life of Pi. You know who should win for Life of Pi? The computer that
yes,
made the whole
exactly,
movie. All right?
Exactly.
That's your winner, all right?
Exactly. All right, well, let's move on to Best Actor. You got Daniel Day-Lewis, Bradley Cooper, Hugh Jackman, Denzel Washington, Joaquin Phoenix.
I want Denzel, and I know that it's going to go to Daniel Day-Lewis.
If there's a lock this year, that's it.
I know. I hate it, but I know.
And I agree with you that Denzel was wonderful in the movie Flight.
You know why? He was playing a character. He embodied a character that I knew nothing about. I had no idea. And even from the trailers, we talked about this. Trailers, you think, it's a movie building up to a giant plane crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we get a movie about a man. A man that we know more than anything. That whole movie should have just been called Denzel is the Man because of what he can do. When you look at Lincoln, great. Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. Method is anything. He's the next De Niro. I don't care. So what? The guy put on a bunch of prosthetics, looks like Abraham Lincoln. Talks in a way that kind of had people thinking, really? He talked that way? Did he really talk that way?
I thought it was a really, really good performance.
Sure it was. It could have been one or the other, though, man. Think about it. It could have been brilliant or it could have been terrible.
Yes, it could have been Spade as Lincoln.
You know where I'm going with this, though. So what? He did Lincoln really good. Great. The only other option would have been for it to be terrible. No one would walk away thinking, well, that was a great movie, but I don't know about the Lincoln guy. Do I like him or not? You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it. So,
well, I think it's a lock. I think Bradley Cooper did a good job in Silver Linings Playbook. Can't win. Hugh Jackman, Les Mis, can't win.
Just happy to be nominated.
Joaquin Phoenix in The Master. Not enough people saw the movie. And Joaquin Phoenix pissed people off a few years ago with that I'm going crazy thing.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm not really here. What was it? I'm not really there. I'm not really here. That documentary about him being a gangster rapper.
I don't know.
That was genius.
He was great as Johnny Cash. Quick, name something else he was great in. Sorry, time's up.
Oh, we own the night. Where are you, man? We own the night with him and Mark Wahlberg and Robert Duvall. That movie, and Eva Mendes, that movie is a slap in the face. Brilliant, man. Joaquin Phoenix, best movie ever. We own the night.
Best movie ever?
From Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, from Joaquin Phoenix. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
We all know that A Good Day to Die Hard is the best movie ever. We already know that.
Been established. We proved that in 17 minutes last week. All right, best actress. You got Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook, the kid in Beasts of the Southern Wild, the old woman in Amore. I'm saying that because you don't need to know their names. They're not going to win. And Naomi Watts in the tsunami movie The Impossible.
I'd throw it to Naomi Watts as the one that I would really like to see win, and I wouldn't be shocked if Jennifer Lawrence won, because, honestly, she is hot, she's on fire.
Yep.
If it wasn't for her performance, that movie probably would not be what it is. Bradley Cooper essentially played a different kind of version of Bradley Cooper. I think Jennifer Lawrence is on fire, and I think with The Hunger Games and other movies, she's really shocking everybody. I wouldn't be blown out if she actually walked away with the Oscar.
But?
Okay, go ahead and just say it. Say it. Say it.
But you think Jessica Chastain's going to win?
I do believe she's going to probably win.
Okay. I think both of them gave terrific performances, and I think the Academy is going to go to Jennifer Lawrence, because sometimes they just say, okay, who's the hot young person, male or female?
Well, I don't think the people behind the Hunger Games things aren't bribing everybody behind closed doors, man. Once they get Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence in the next Hunger Games.
Yeah, and by the way, Jessica Chastain is still a very hot young actress.
Yes,
even though she's twice the age. No, she's not. She's like 35, and Jennifer Lawrence is like 23.
That means she's twice the age.
In Hollywood, that's three times the age. All right, supporting actor, Tommy Lee Jones, Alan Arkin, Robert De Niro, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Christopher Waltz. All of them. I believe this is the first time you've had a category with five Oscar winners.
That are all up for supporting. And you could go with, okay, Alan Arkin, how many more times does he have the chance to be nominated? This could be the huge, giant upset that lets people realize Robert De Niro is still the man.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's not as if he phoned in that performance.
No, it was a very, very subtle and good performance.
Right. Christoph Waltz is already won an Academy Award for being as great as he is. And I know you haven't seen Django Unchained. That movie, you hang on everything that guy says.
But he just won a couple of years ago. So
that's the bummer.
Again, same rule.
Hey, Tom Hanks did prove that you can win.
He's the exception that proves the rule.
You want to make, all right, a $1 side bet with Monopoly money says that Christoph Waltz wins, no matter what you say.
All right, I'll take, well, then you're going to give me the rest of the field?
You got anybody.
Okay.
All right, so you got great odds on that.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think it comes down to De Niro or Tommy Lee Jones.
What did Tommy Lee Jones do in Lincoln besides look like a pug? He looked like a dog. He looked like one of those squished-in-face dogs, man.
I agree, and I thought he was miscast in the role, but I know how Hollywood works, and Tommy Lee Jones is going to be up there with De Niro. It's going to be between the two of them. Alan Arkin, I love him. Philip Seymour Hoffman, incredibly talented, but again, not enough people saw The Master.
The Master rubbed a lot of people the wrong way that are in Hollywood that actually call a lot of shots. I'm telling you straight up, Tommy Lee Jones, you want to see him win an Oscar? A year from now, we'll talk about The Emperor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, the Philip Seymour Hoffman movie, The Master, is kind of a shot at Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and all the Nicole Kidman, and all the other...
Well, a lot of Hollywood people.
She dropped out of it, but there's a lot of Hollywood people who are Scientologists, and believe me, there's an underground movement against that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly at the Oscars.
Which is pretty much why nobody even knows it existed.
All right, supporting actress, Sally Field in Lincoln, Amy Adams in The Master, Anne Hathaway in Les Mis, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook.
Because I think Jennifer Lawrence, and Jennifer Lawrence, as far as actress, I really hope is a lock, which is why Sally Field will become the best supporting actress winner so that they can show the old and the new of Hollywood. This whole thing, I believe, is just about an appearance. It's all about how it goes down. Sally Field will walk away.
No, you're wrong. It's going to be Anne Hathaway.
Oh, man, really?
Anne Hathaway and Les Mis, even though I didn't see the movie. I've heard that she's not in it a lot.
She dropped 90 pounds.
Yes.
Is that it? Shaved her head, dropped 90 pounds.
Absolutely. De Niro rule. Either you play somebody who's mentally disabled, or you play a character where you physically, literally change yourself, not with special effects, but you either gain 40 or lose 40-plus pounds. Boom, Oscar time.
I think Anne Hathaway wins it, too.
Okay. Thank you for chiming in finally, Dan. We appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
Thank you.
By the way, have you seen The Sessions, the Helen Hunt movie? I have it on my Netflix queue, and I know it's just come out on DVD, so I think I want to see it.
It is good. It's not as sexy good as I wanted it to be, given the subject matter.
Yeah.
It's not what you expect, but you do kind of walk away thinking, that was a lot better than I thought it would be. Could have appreciated a bit more on the new to the end. And Helen Hunt, hey, still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah. Gravity has been very kind.
Okay. all right, we did all the categories. Here's one thing that we have to do, and this is completely subjective, of course. Scale of 10, Seth MacFarlane's performance as host of the Academy Awards.
On a 1 to 10, my prediction?
With 10, of course, being, you know, the greatest ever.
I say 8. He's always good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an 8, too. I'm with P on. I think Seth MacFarlane, I think, is awesome.
He knows how to walk the line and not make all the Hollywood people mad, unlike Ricky Gervais. But Ricky Gervais
didn't do the Oscars. He did the Golden Globes.
Yeah, but I mean hosting, right.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I respect how Ricky Gervais just goes out there and
no,
does
I,
not
I like that, too,
do
that he
apologies?
Doesn't care about what all those Hollywood people think about him.
Here's the one thing you know about Seth MacFarlane. He's not going to go out there and go, it's a wonderful night for Oscars.
Right, no
like
singing
Crystal.
Dance.
You know, the first two times Billy Crystal did that, funny, very clever. the sixth time he did it? Shut up!
I guarantee this.
I guarantee
this is going to be a musical number. How many times has he done it with Family Guy, with Stewie?
Well, he has a full album of old standards.
Oh, really?
I guarantee Seth MacFarlane does a musical number, and everyone will roll their eyes, and it's like when you got a person hosting Saturday Night Live that has no business doing it, and they don't know how to do the monologue. What do? A really lame song.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're going to have 25 people on the censorship button.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
It'll make it funny. So, I say
he's going to sing, and I think it's just like Daniel Day-Lewis doing Lincoln. It'll either be amazing, or it'll completely go Steve Martin, and you'll just wonder what the heck is going on. So, I am going to optimistically say that I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with it. I'm going to buddy up with Ian. I'm going to go with an 8 out of 10. 10 out of 10 being... I'll have to look it up. But there was one year that Billy Crystal
nailed
it.
Yeah, the one where Jack Palance did the one-arm push-ups after winning for City Slickers.
Yes. That was the one where Tom Hanks showed up and nobody knew he was doing Philadelphia. And everybody thought he was really sick and he was freaking out. Remember
not
that?
Only that, Tommy Lee Jones came out with a shaved head.
Tommy
Lee Jones was wearing a wig all these years. And no, he was doing the movie Cobb as Ty Cobb. But people went, ooh, look at that. I didn't know he was bald. He showed up as his real self.
So I'm going 8 out of 10 with Ian. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking 4.
Really? Yeah. So you're on my little side here. I'm thinking it's going to be great or not great.
I'm not into anything that Seth MacFarlane's ever done. I will admit that I've never seen Family Guy. I didn't see the movie Ted. I haven't seen any of the other stuff he's done. So I'm basically
material to go by.
None, except I think I saw him. Did he host Saturday Night Live once? Maybe I saw him do that.
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple of the promos for it, and they didn't even make me crack a smile.
That promo he did with James Bond was ridiculously stupid. Did you see the promo with James Bond?
No.
He did a James Bond promo where he's going back and forth with Pierce Brosnan. Now, it was hyped that it was Seth MacFarlane meets James Bond. He could have done something where he met every Bond in a really, really cool kind of montage because they're celebrating 50 years of Bond.
Are we going to see all the Bond actors show up there?
Man, George Lazenby will probably be camping out the day before. He's probably camping out right now.
Well, he's been a seat filler for the last 20 years, so he'll be happy to be invited.
No one's seen Sean Connery in a very long time.
I was going to ask, what are the chances Sean Connery... If he shows up there, everybody there is going to go, whoa, these producers have done something major.
Well, and Roger Moore, as much as I liked him as Bond when I was growing up, his health has just been deteriorating crazy. Yeah.
What is he, like 80 now?
He's up there. Yeah, he's early 80s. He's had a couple of falls on stage.
Ooh.
He's big in charity, does all the charity stuff, but I don't know if they're going to get all of them together, because lately Daniel Craig doesn't mind saying whatever he wants about the role of Bond, and Pierce Brosnan is going on his way saying that's like taking a whiz on sacrilege. It's an honor to play the role. Obviously he's still upset he got bounced, but Timothy Dalton and George Lazenby. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw them.
That'd be great. If on the 50th anniversary of James Bond, if the Academy Awards say, and now to honor Bond, here are George Lazenby and Timothy Dalton. You know what I said about Sean Connery? Everybody would be really impressed. Everybody would be really depressed. You'd actually see people getting up. Seat fillers would go, I'm going home.
Fine. But if I'm Seth MacFarlane, I'm a smart guy. I call my agent. I say, listen, let's just turn this on everybody's head and build up this Bond thing like crazy. And then suddenly everybody in the room is just really quiet. And then Seth MacFarlane says, look, in order to properly honor James Bond, there's only one actor. One actor who can really, just really build it up. Ladies and gentlemen, George Lazenby. That would be hilarious. It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Everybody would laugh. And then the 1-2 punch, as Lazenby starts talking, that's when everybody starts walking out and it becomes a big gag. That's how you do it. I don't know why I'm not in Hollywood. I don't know why I'm not a producer.
Well, I'll tell you right now, because you're never going to convince George Lazenby to be the butt of the joke of the 50th anniversary of James Bond at the Academy Awards.
We could Pete Best. Come on, he's the Pete Best. He is. He's the Pete Best of Bond. We just got to deal with it. All right, fine.
I have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have you review the movies that are actually opening this week.
Okay.
And we'll get to the stuff that's happening in the clubs and play our little game, okay?
So you're telling me that my segment's going longer than usual?
I'm telling you, you're getting a bonus segment here today.
Wow.
Bonus Joe Hipperson time. How cool is that?
It's Super Joe time without the teacup.
All right, I'm going to go take a leak.
It's the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we are going to check some traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
They've cleared the accident on the ramp from northbound 270 to eastbound Page. Everything is open, but boy, are you jammed up. It is slow now from just a little north of Highway 64 all the way up through the Page area. Southbound 270, busy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Looks like we're running slow on westbound 70 now, just a little bit west of Highway 270 to the Blanchard Bridge. On westbound 64, it's heavy between 270 and Mason, a little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. No delays on eastbound 270, though. Things are looking good, just a little off the pace right at 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Did you know that learning a new language can help improve your mental fitness? And brain fitness is just as important as physical fitness, because if you don't use your brain, you lose your brain. One of the best ways to keep your brain stimulated is by learning a new language. And the ultimate way to learn a new language is with Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. Recent research suggests that men and women who learn a second language tend to be better problem solvers, more creative, and actually use more of their brain mass. That's why Rosetta Stone wants to send you an absolutely free demo of their language immersion technology. Just call 1-800-400-6682 and request your free demo. Rosetta Stone teaches you your new language the way you naturally think and learn, so your brain recognizes the language faster and more easily. Try it for free. Stimulate your brain. Stimulate your world. Call for your free demo of Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. 1-800-400-6682. That's 1-800-400-6682.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is a healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
Hakimi and Brothers is extending their going out of business sale through March 3rd. Due to the extensive amount of the remaining inventory, the sale has been extended through March 3rd. And now is the time to receive 70 to 80% off all single handcrafted rugs at Hakimi and Brothers. This is your final chance to own a beautiful, decorative, handcrafted oriental rug for a fraction of the value. Hakimi and Brothers, a long-established St. Louis company, has been providing clients gorgeous oriental rugs. And they look forward to selling you a beautiful handcrafted investment piece that you will cherish for many years. Stop by Hakimi and Brothers today for the extended sale of 70 to 80% off. This is your chance to own a decorative investment piece from the Hakimi and Brothers showroom. Call Hakimi and today at 314-725-2600. Hakimi and is located at 7911 Clayton Road, just east of the Galleria. Call 314-725-2600. That's 314-725-2600 for more information or directions. Hakimi and Brothers Oriental Rug Company, 7911 Clayton Road.
Are you looking at your windows, wishing they would work, but you can't afford to have your windows or patio door replaced right now? Call Genesco Window Products. They have the parts and expertise to repair most brands of windows and patio. A sample of the part you need, and they will try to match it with a new one. Call them at 314-67-9175 or go to their website at GenescoWindowProducts.com.
Trees are nature's champion multitaskers, and Forest Relief of Missouri is an organization with huge volunteer power and enormous skill supporting our urban forests. I'm Green Jean Ponzi from Missouri Botanical Garden. Join me this Sunday, 1 to 2, on Growing Green St. Louis to learn all about Forest Relief, what they do, and how you could be a tree champion volunteer too on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou Basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
I know that every time you play this song, Joe Hipperson, huge Tarantino fan, thinks to himself, Reservoir Dogs!
Yeah, I just kind of wet myself a little bit.
All right, enough.
All right.
Where's the teacup?
That's enough, yeah. enough on that theme for one day. It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Joe Hipperson, our movie and club guy is here. And Dan and
Club
Ian
guy?
Well.
Club. Call me the club guy?
You talk about what's happening in the clubs this weekend.
Can I tell you how excited I am to know that I'm on the air longer than just my regular duration of time for a segment?
Yeah, we know.
I mean, no. Oh, stop it, Ian. Come on. I feel like a radio guy again, man. I used to jockey this kind of stuff.
Now, let's talk about other movies that we already did the Oscar picks. What movies are actually opening this weekend?
May I say something that takes less than 15 seconds?
Yes.
Completely brilliant, inspired choice of the radio disc jockey using Stephen Wright in Reservoir Dogs. Do you know who I'm talking about? Stephen Wright. Everybody knows him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was the DJ on the radio throughout all of Reservoir Dogs. Okay. I thought that was just so brilliant.
Okay, 15 seconds is up. What movies are opening this weekend?
We got two movies to choose from. They're both PG-13. One is scary and one is very intense. Scary one first. It's called Dark Skies. Not sure if you saw a trailer for this thing yet. Basically, husband and wife, something weird is happening in their home. It's very reminiscent of the Paranormal Activity movies, but it's shot like a real movie. It's not shot with the shaky camera thing. Kind of reminds me of Paranormal Activity. And then you get this real poltergeist vibe where they walk out of the kitchen and they walk in the kitchen and everything's been rearranged. Everything's all weird and crazy. Who could have done it? And you're starting to think ghosts or poltergeists or something like that. Maybe it might be a ghost movie. They should be looking to the dark skies to see what might be coming down.
Mm-hmm.
See, once they select you, they own you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movie about, it's an alien movie. Now, I'm not going to give away whether or not it turns into Close Encounters or whether it turns into something really freaky or really lame.
Do the aliens become vampires?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Or zombies.
Or
zombies.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
Werewolves who love vampires and everything else. No, it's not like that. This movie plays out, and it just irritated me so much because it does get you freaked out. It does make you scared. There's one scene where a woman is in a bedroom, and you maybe have seen it in the trailer. It does no justice in the trailer, and when you actually watch the movie, it's brilliant. Birds from, all over just start nailing the house and nailing the window, and it's done so well. You know it's not real. You know it's got to be a CG effect, but it still really does freak you out. Something about the birds and the glass and the noise, it's very, very good. See it in a movie that's got decent sound. Don't wait for this thing to be at the dollar show.
Couldn't you just go rent Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds and get the exact same thing over and over again?
There are no aliens in The Birds. All I'm saying.
I know, but
you're talking about that one scene. Yes, you could get that same kind of effect.
Mm-hmm.
What irritated me about this movie is that I'm a huge, massive junkie for the X-Files. Always have been, always will. Still, deep down, I want to believe that there's going to be a decent sequel, because that sequel to the X-Files movie, the one called I Want to Believe, they might as well have had David Duchovny show up and kick me in the crotch. I was so let down and disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
They even made Scully not look attractive. I don't know how it was possible. This movie would have been an amazing
X-Files sequel. It would have been brilliant. One major issue. It's scary. It's unlike anything I've seen in a very long time. Really made me think of the X-Files. One actor who shows up in this movie blew it for me and ruined everything. J.K. Simmons. You know who J.K. Simmons is?
Yes, I do. He was on Law & Order as the psychologist Skoda, and in the Spider-Man movies, he was the publisher or the editor of the newspaper.
Correct.
Oh.
So now we all know who I'm talking about.
And now he's in some insurance commercials on TV all the time.
He's
overexposed.
Well, he has a weird-looking mug, okay?
Yeah, I think he's a good actor. But...
great actor. But when he shows up, you know, in Poltergeist, you got to bring in the little old lady. This house is clean.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the role he plays.
Okay.
And because of everything he's been doing lately and his overexposure, you can't take him seriously at all. Even when he's telling you in the movie, there's no way out. They've got you. It's like a joke. It's like a gag. His line delivery, because it's him, it just kills all the momentum the movie built up. So I give Dark Skies for the scary ride, what it is, PG-13, so it's not too scary. I'm going to give this a 5 out of 10. It would have been a 10 out of 10. Brilliant X-Files sequel. J.K. Simmons ruined it. Bad casting choice. Because everybody else in the movie, you haven't really seen him before. They're nobodies, which is what you really need to do in a proper scary movie. You don't put in stars, you know, or you have expectations. It's better to just have everything be a new experience. J.K. Simmons sucks the movie.
Can I ask you a question about X-Files?
Sure.
Whatever happened to David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson?
Californication. David Duchovny.
Okay, he's got that. Whatever happened to her?
She does a lot of theater work now and does a lot of movies over in England, and no one really cares about her anymore.
What? How come? I mean, here she was. She was the star of this show that was on, I don't know, was it
9 years?
But then nothing.
Well, no, she popped up here and there. One of her best movies ever is a movie called Playing by Heart with Sean Connery and Angelina Jolie before anybody even knew who Angelina Jolie was, which is odd because she was also in a movie called Playing God with Duchovny before anybody knew who she was. Kind of a weird kind of menage thing going there. I'm saying, to me, David Duchovny still has it. Californication, if you've never seen the show, awesome. I mean, it's just amazing. And they basically write it in to where you kind of get the impression this is pretty much who David Duchovny is.
Who do you think has had a bigger career after a long-running TV series, Gillian Anderson or Paul Reiser from Mad About You?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember he tried a new sitcom a couple years ago?
Like Paul
two
or
episodes?
Something.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
No, I believe Gillian Anderson, because of the X-Files sequel and the residuals on the syndication, she's got to have a better career. But I bet more people know who Paul Reiser is now.
I think so, too.
Which is a shame. Yeah. So what's more important? Everybody knows who you are or you've got money?
Plus, he'll always have Diner. If he did nothing else, he'll always have Diner. Okay, what's the other movie for this week?
Snitch. Snitch, I'll do very quickly for you. Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah, I know, but now there's no mention of The Rock anyway. It's all Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is a dad who's got a kid who gets picked up by the cops, and they say, whoa, your son's dealing drugs. No, he's not. Yes, he is, and he's got a minimum of 10 years. There's no way he's going to get out of this 10-year sentence unless he rats people out. But if you rat people out, they're going to shiv him in prison. So basically, your son's screwed. So The Rock sits down with the U.S. Attorney General and everything. Somehow, he's able to get access to everybody and says, look, I'm not going to let my son snitch. I'll do it. I'll go undercover. I'll do whatever you say to save my son. Here's why this movie works. Not once does The Rock wear a short sleeve shirt. Not once does he take any shirt off. In fact, he's wearing long sleeves the entire movie. And he really is acting. And in the action scenes, it's not him standing around 40 other guys and just, you know, bashing everybody's skulls. It is the greatest acting performance Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has ever done. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, I thought The Rundown was the most fun I've ever had with him in a movie. Everything else, I just can't get past that thing when he was in that Mummy sequel with the CGI head, and it was just really terrible and gross and disgusting. And Snitch is an easy 7 out of 10. If you're a big fan of The Rock, you're going to say it's the greatest movie he's ever made and call it a 10 out of 10. The regular guy, 7 out of 10, definitely good. Good movie for dads. Everybody out there, you're a dad and everything, hey, this is a good movie for you. It's good stuff.
Okay.
All right, now, would you like to discuss a couple concert options?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, here's what we'll do. Friday, we've got us today, by the way, Celebration Day, one of the coolest Led Zeppelin tributes ever, playing the pageant. Hung Like a Martyr will be over at Pops. Kato on stage at the Firebird. The Britches are playing the Blank Space tonight. Wicked Thoughts over at Lemons. Heavy Anchor has Animal Teeth on stage. Super Magic Robots playing Mile 277. Black Spade at the Demo. Me Like Bees playing at Foam Coffee and Beer. Schlafly Tap Room has the Little Big Bangs. DJ Forensic playing at the Crack Fox. The Jumpstarts are at Cicero's. Phineas is over at Fubar. And DJ Stan the Man will be over at Plush. Tomorrow night, if you're interested, Animals as Leaders will be playing at Pops. Paul Brown and the Killing Devils over at the Sheldon. The Mohawk at 2720 Cherokee. Dots Not Feathers playing at the Firebird. Leather Tramp and Lipstick Homicide will be playing at Fubar. Steve Ewing, very talented man, is over at Blueberry Hill tomorrow night. Love Slurpee is playing at Cicero's. Black James is at the Foam Coffee and Beer Joint. Adoring Glowing over at Lemons. Heavy Anchor has the Brainstems. The Rough Riders will be over at Kirkwood Station. Mojo Roots at Blue City Deli. Bass Crooks playing the Europe nightclub. The Orbits are at Focal Point. Joan of Arc is going to be on stage at the Demo. The Jelly Fishermen will be over at Ye Old Haunt. And Superhero Killer is playing at the Gramophone. And last but not least. All right. It's time for me to give you guys five concerts. Four of them are real, completely legit. One, 100% made up. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The Slayer Saviors, Friday at the Foo Bar. Sleepy and the Bedtimes, Friday at the Heavy Anchor. Mother Meat, Saturday at Foo Bar. Mm-hmm. Foo Man Chewbacca's, Saturday at the Way Out Club. And the Cuckolds, Friday at Moosh Mouse.
We're going to let Dan Strauss go first this week.
I'm going to do the, what was the... A Jedi one. What was that one?
The Jedi one?
No, what was the one that you... oh, crap.
All right, Dance the Squad. Ian.
No, I can't remember I'll what go. It was.
I just
was...
said all five.
Ian? I will go with the Fu Man Chewbacca.
That was the one.
You're going with that also?
That was the one I was
going
with.
No, you're wrong. It's Mother Meat.
All right, so Dan and Ian are going with Fu Man Chewbacca's.
Yes.
And you say Mother Meat.
Yeah. It's a lock.
The lock is with the twins, Fu Man Chewbacca.
Oh, wow.
Once again, all these band names I make up can be yours. I just asked for credits in the liner notes. Thank you to Joe Hipperson. Fu Man Chewbacca's, come on. That's genius.
Good. That's good.
You know how much I stress coming up with these?
I'm just worried that we've been on the air for 40 minutes and you haven't peed. Hurry up and finish so you can go.
All right, it's time for me to jump. I'm out. I'll talk to you next week. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
There's a teacup that is going to be very sorry very soon. The Harris Challenge coming up after the 5 o'clock news. Plus Mike Evans. He'll want to talk about the Oscars, too. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Joe Hipperson brought to you every week by Auric. Seven locally owned and operated Auric home centers and online at auric.com. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to head to the skies now and check airborne traffic with Tim Weiland.
And looking at the St. Louis Zoo right now, Dan, it's pretty cool looking with all the snow and that. And St. Louis is really cool when it snows. We have light traffic on westbound 64 all the way from the downtown area out through Highway 270. Southbound 55, look, there's no delays anywhere downtown. Northbound 270, now the last I checked before we took off, it was pretty slow from Ladue up through north of Olive, and then it opened up between Page and Highway 70. Now we have heavy traffic on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 44 looks pretty good right now from Shrewsbury out through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bob Costas is coming to KTRS. This is Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. Here's Bob with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Now, has this ever happened with you here and your partner, the able Pat Hughes?
No, we've never really had much of a problem. On two occasions, we've worked nude and had people walk in on the booth, which I was...
Here's Bob with Yankee greats Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford.
I still can't get over Joe Pepitone, though. Man is bronze. Looks fit. Looks like $1 million, this guy.
Someday he's going to work at Mickey and I's fantasy camp, and he just got to get a little more experience.
Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. A new weekday feature on McGraw in the Morning begins Monday at 6:45 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
In 1922, Warren G. Harding was president. The St. Louis Browns played baseball, and 5:50 a.m. went on the air. And the reaction was...
Sounds lovely, but we cannot see the person speaking.
And now, 91 years later, you can see the person speaking on KTRS-TV.
Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com, click play on the homepage, and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV. Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guest callers, news, and sports live as it happens. It's TV on the radio at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now. 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Here comes